Hello, everybody. My name is Bryce B. Nice. And yeah, this is my first podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, topic for today. I read something on Facebook and it said no white person alive today ever owned a black person. No black person today was ever a slave. We can't move forward if people want to keep living in the past. I have a few friends here, so I might let them talk on that before I bring down my little points of views. So, anybody have anything to say?
I think that the statement definitely has some truth to it. Yes, no white person alive today never owned a slave. And yes, no black person has what?
No black person today was ever a slave.
Was ever a slave, but there's still residue from that, so you gotta acknowledge it. And so I would think that things that happen, you know, in society kind of still brings back memories or triggers memories that seem real. All
right. So you don't think that slavery in a way exists today?
Of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's still residue, so you have to acknowledge it. Like, it's still going to be around.
All right. So, one point that I wrote down was that whites own a large majority of land and businesses. Can't give you a real number, because as much as I try to search for something, you know, there's never any real yes or no's on it. But as a person living in today's society, seeing and breathing and living, is basically out there in the open. Whites own basically everything on this land. Even the television that you look at, Black Entertainment Television, BET, you better believe that you're falling for all the bullshit that they're putting on that show. So
I think BET is necessary.
Why do you say that?
Because it shows our culture. It gives us an opportunity to, you know, like, expand. Like, look how many Instagram, like, comedians and stuff like that are now on platforms like BET. Because they look out for them.
But on BET, like, a lot of the stuff on BET, does it really portray us as people, or does it portray what the white people think of us?
I don't think so. I think that's just us. Like,
my bad, guys. We at a bar right now. That's why you're hearing bottles falling and stuff. It's early in the day.
I don't think so. I think VH1 is what white people think we should be. But I think BET is very conservative, like, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, what craziness you see on BET other than the BET Awards?
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? When VH1, you got Love and Hip Hop, no shade, because I'm a fan. But, like, you got these shows that show us in our, like, wildest, like, state.
Right.
And so people look at that, and then they don't really know about Mary Jane or, like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I feel like BET is necessary. It definitely gives us our culture, like, You know what I'm saying? And like the different other channels that come from it, like Centric and BET Soul, like it brings back the memories of like R&B and stuff like that when it was popping. Now it's a different era, but it kind of captures those who still like that.
All right. So, do you think that there's more television channels that should be more black influenced?
Yeah.
That are like educating our black community, our black kids? Because right now, yeah, we may have BET and Centric and all that other stuff, but what is really teaching them about our history? You know,
yeah, I get
like
what you're saying.
The white people, they have their history, like Downton Abbey on Channel 13. Channel 13 has all these white shows, but where's the black education? They got Ni Hao Kailan and all these other shows, mm-hmm. but where's the black people?
Yeah,
where's the black people teaching us about Africa? And that's another thing. Like even Africa don't associate us with us, so we really don't have any identity but slavery.
Yeah.
And right now we can't make anything of it, you know? Like right now, as much as we're trying, the Spanish have their TV channels.
Facts.
Chinese people have their TV channels. Indian people have their TV channels. And white people have the rest.
That is so true.
And even BET, as a black quote-unquote channel, it is still owned by white people. Mm. So is it really ours?
You have a right point. You have a valid point. Because sometimes looking at what we see on TV, white people are going to, nothing against white people. Y'all going to look at reality TVs that's on now and then use that as some type of background of how a black person should act, not knowing that's not every black person. That's just somebody that wants the hunger for 15 minutes of fame. So you have people that want to be quick for that buck or do something for that 15 minutes of fame, not knowing that we have some people that's camera shy that don't want to sit there and be the one to be riding an expensive Rolls Royce, or just want to be a common guy that got the Camry and like the, you know what I mean, hang out. Not just always want to pop bottles or whatever the case may be. So I feel like that's a real stereotype towards us. That's the common black folks that want to just hang out and go to the bars and drink beer and stuff like that, instead of being popping bottles at parties every weekend and stuff like that. Because I like to go bowling every weekend. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of person that like to go to the club because that's not my scene. That's not my thing. So when a white person come up to me and be like, yo, bro, let's pop a bottle, I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not into that. I don't have time for that. So you made a valid point of what white people see, and it bothers me sometimes, but I don't get into it.
But I feel like it's also kind of a double standard, too, because it's like, you got white people, too, doing the same shit, like Jersey Shore and The Real World and all those stupid shows that did the same thing, but it's like, it's a double standard.
It's a double standard. But I'd rather instead of having all the same type of people, black or white, and have the common black folks.
But then, babe, also, you gotta look at these black people who... Okay, I'm sorry, Day. Okay, so, you got all these... White, okay, you said that you have white people owning all these companies, even the black channels. But also, black channels, what are you doing?
So what are these black channels doing? Go on.
Yeah, so like, what are these black channels doing as far as like promoting what you were talking about? Like, it's their responsibility too, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mona Scott has a franchise that is blowing out of control, and you're getting money off of exploitations. Like, when you should be promoting. Right. You know what I'm saying? Is, yeah, don't get me wrong, it's great entertainment. But then it gives off that perception as if, like, in order for me to be successful or be, you know what I'm saying, I gotta be on a reality TV, or I gotta, you know what I'm saying, deal with somebody who's a creep or like fight all the time or throw drinks, like.
Right.
So they also have a responsibility.
But again, is that from society picking and choosing who makes it? Or is it, I don't know.
It's always going to be corporate. It's never going to be society. It's always going to be corporate. The corporate got the bucks.
All right.
True. Corporate got the big bucks. So if corporate want to see somebody walking around the street in a dress, and it's a man, they going to do it. Right, Young Jock? You feel me? So like, it's like...
I'm sorry, Young Jock. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But because it's like, they really want to pay for what they want to see.
It's true.
So, what was I going to say? Is the push to move forward a fear that the white people and other societies are having because they've seen, like, on television, the worst of us?
Nah.
Or somewhat of the worst of us.
This is a great one.
So they have the fear, the false evidence appearing real. Because not every black person is like that. But again, we can get a bit angry at times. And
but I feel like also, white people get scared when we get together as black people. They get real nervous.
Right. And that was taught. That was taught to them.
That was taught to them, and that's history repeating itself over and over again. Because look at even like the Black Panthers, like back in the day, like their goal was to just have unity. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, the Bloods and Crips, their goal was just to have unity.
And it's like as soon as they seen Shout people,
you mean Dolo? You mean Billy Gang?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And as soon as they saw that unity happened and everybody was on one accord, because you know things happen when people agree, like they just was like, oh, let's kill whoever we had to kill. They had to cut it off at the head, you know what I'm saying, just to die down that.
Right.
So they don't want that. And we're especially our generation, we are very like future forward, like,
and we need to be, and we have
and
to
we're
be
strong
we have
too.
To be more future forward. We have to come together. We have to stop fighting, because that's exactly what they want.
We're strong, man.
But you got to understand, this generation is not going to be the one that's going to help. You know, it's that mindset. We all went through it when we was younger. Got to a little height, and then we think we knew everything. Because I could be the first to say I was the one that sat there and went against my brother. No, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, to sit there and pass that down the right way, it's going to be easy for us, but for them to receive it on the end, you don't know what mentality they have at that moment for them to receive it the right way. You understand? So we could do it. It's just going to be just two generations, not everybody.
All right, so just to bring it back just a little bit, from a previous statement that I made, I wrote, you see, the Chinese, the Indians, and basically everything, like even the Jamaicans, you know, Trinis, so on and so forth, people from other countries that are coming in, they have identities.
Mm-hmm.
Even Chinese Americans, Indian Americans, they have identities. But we as black African Americans, all we have is that identity of a slave, because we don't know all of the history. We don't know everything, and we're not taught everything because
yes.
of that fear
yes.
of false evidence appearing real and what it may do.
I agree. My dad definitely like instilled that in me at an early age about my culture. Like, by the way, I'm Jamaican. But anyways, yeah, he instilled in me in at a very young age. So with that being said, when it came to you know, like being bold and being, you know what I'm saying, like stern about what they meant, they did it. And they instilled that in their kids to speak their mind, to stand up for what they believe in. You know what I'm saying?
Stand up for your right.
Yeah, my dad.
Move it up.
Like,
move it up.
My dad, yeah, he used to say, like, we have culture. And so from culture, you learn and you can adapt.
I believe when what your dad said. We have culture. We have heritage. You understand? You understand?
Right.
So, like, I do agree that, you know what I mean? Like, our culture is like, we know where we come from. We know where we come from. We were just African Americans. Yeah, I can identify as that because that's what I'm considered, you know? We don't have that. Everything is based on something, you know? And that's what they got from us. That's what the whites got from us. They got that identity and they made it their own.
Right.
And it's definitely now too. Look at, you know, Kylie Jenner and all these other white women who rocking cornrows and want to have big lips and big hips.
And big butts.
And big butts, but...
Do you remember back in the 90s, big butts were not like...
It was
wild. Yeah, I like big butts was there, but like, yeah, aside from that, it was a joke.
Right, it wasn't even a big butt.
It was a joke.
It wasn't a big butt, though.
Right.
It was like... Small compared
shout out to
now.
All the ladies out there that still got their shit. You
thickums, yes, thickums.
You feel me?
Thank you. but yeah.
Shoot. All right, we're about to wrap up this session real quick. We'll come back for part two on No Black Person Today Was Ever a Slave. Remember this. A wrap up. So let's get this going.